Aside from the Texas legislative session itself, the contracting scandal at the Texas Health and Human Services Commission will be interesting to watch in coming months. There have already been high-level resignations. Legislators were to consider folding even more disparate but related agencies into the commission this session, but one wonders now if there's the will to move forward. There certainly are some savings to be achieved, at least on paper, in consolidating more agencies. But at some point, an agency can get so big that no one, no matter how talented, can have even an inkling of what's really going on under their management umbrella. Herein lies a real challenge for government. Often the phrase is used, run government like a business, and while there are certain places that can be done, it is largely not possible because government is not a business. Business is not efficient because it is business, but because of the almost infinite number of market forces which act upon it and force it to adapt or fail, and many do fail. Government, by its very nature and the nature of the programs it runs, is not subject to the correcting influence of the market. The Health and Human Services Commission, for example, doesn't compete for customers' money with other welfare agencies. It hands out money and only competes politically to get more of it to hand out. In state work, legislators should demand proven effective administrative models, many of which may come from the private sector, but they should never fool themselves that most of government can be run like the private sector. To do so is to misunderstand what makes free markets efficient. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me right here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.